Now in our tour, we go to Cornell University, and the equipment we're about to see is the Large Displacement Experimental Facility for studying the performance of buried lifeline systems during earthquakes. So it is my pleasure to introduce the principal investigator for this site, Professor Harry Stewart. Harry is an associate professor in the School of Civil and Environmental Engineering and director of the Civil Infrastructure Laboratories at Cornell. Harry?
Welcome to the NSF Nice Large Displacement Facility for Lifeline Systems in part of the Harry E. Beauvais Jr. Civil Infrastructure Laboratory Complex, operated by the School of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Cornell University. Now we are in the George Winter High Bay area. The purpose of the Nice Experimental Complex is to evaluate the effects of very large displacements, which are generated during earthquakes on underground and above-ground lifelines. Lifelines are the facilities that deliver the resources and services critical for modern communities. They include water supply, gas and liquid fuel networks, electric power, transportation systems, waste conveyance, and telecommunications.
I'm Harry Stewart, Director of the Civil Infrastructure Laboratories here at Cornell University, and I'm standing in our Nice Cornell facility for large displacement testing for lifeline systems. Our facility consists of a high wall, which can be configured to be over 3 stories tall, and this is used to resist the forces that we would apply with large hydraulic actuators to above-ground structures, such as bridges and building columns. The actuators are capable of up to 6 feet of displacement in one direction, or they can be cycled plus or minus 3 feet in either direction. Also part of this facility is a long, low, modular wall. This wall is used to resist the forces that we would apply to large testing basins that are placed in this portion of the lab floor. These testing basins then are used to bury underground facilities, underground lifelines, pipelines, telecommunication systems, things of that nature, and we test them to evaluate their response to earthquake loads. This wall also is modular. It consists of a series of blocks weighing between 7 to 10 tons. It's clamped together with a system of reaction bolts applying nearly 1.5 million pounds clamping force. Also built into this facility are features that you cannot see that are very important to the functionality of this unit. In the floor, we have a series of rock anchors that takes the loads that are clamping down this wall down 30 to 40 feet into bedrock. We have nearly 9 million pounds of clamping force in this system. What we're going to do now is perform a demonstration. When ground movements occur, they can impart large forces to things buried within the soil. We're interested in pipeline response. The experiment that we're going to do today involves the use of polyethylene pipe. When ground movements occur, pipelines can buckle or collapse like an accordion. If we can design these so that they can buckle upwards, our lifelines will still be able to convey the critical materials that they're bringing us, heat, power, water, communications, but they will survive the earthquake. We're going to demonstrate an experiment for you now. To comment on this experiment, I'm going to introduce Mr. Tim Bond, the Director of Technical Services here at Cornell University.
I'm Tim Bond. I work with our Nice team to design, build, and coordinate the testing of our large-scale tests. These 2 soil boxes are intended to simulate the kinds of forces and displacements that we would expect to see applied to a buried pipeline in a large-scale earthquake event. Each box is 30 inches wide and 30 inches deep and has a pipe, a 30-foot long polyethylene pipe buried in it. You can see that there is a buckled pipe in the backward box, or in the box in the back. This is the result of a test that was done this morning. We will use a large hydraulic cylinder to apply a compressive force to squeeze the pipe, which is restrained by our high wall. I'm going to check with Brett Shelton, our Nice operations manager, to see if he's ready to start our test. He'll be operating the test today. Are you ready, Brett? Okay. Brett's going to start the test, and over the next minute, we will see this, the pipe that's buried in this box, have applied to it some large force and 16 inches of deformation. The 16 inches of deformation will happen over 1 minute. You can see that the soil is buckling in the center of the box. The pipe is pushed, and as the pipe is pushed, the force on the pipe causes the pipe to begin to bend. The pipe bends, and the soil reacts against that bending. This is soil structure interaction. And this test is a good example of what would happen to an axially coupled force in a pipe buried in a typical backfill condition for a gas main. This is a 6-inch diameter, high-density polyethylene pipe. It's typical of local gas main distribution. It's not typical of the large transcontinental distributions. And see, this pipe is still coming up. This is about a 1 minute test. The peak force on this will have been on the order of 25,000 pounds. And what you've seen so far is a test in which we used our reaction wall, the tall wall to hold one end of the pipe, the short wall to hold the other end of the pipe, and an actuator, using an actuator to push on the pipe, and using our computer control and data acquisition to control the whole test. What you haven't seen is that we gather the data and send it to a site in Illinois that's part of the NICE grid to make that data available for other sites to use online, real time, to be part of a large-scale distributed test. We have also sent 4 video feeds from 4 cameras around the lab so that distributed sites can monitor our test and see what we're doing and then get back to us.
Well, you've seen some of the capabilities for our NICE facility. We're proud to be part of the George E. Brown Jr. Network for Lifeline, simulation and experimentation. If we can design stronger, more reliable systems for our municipal conveyance of water, gas, and power, we'll go a long way in protecting our nation. Industrial companies also have interest in this for both on and offshore technologies. If we can develop smart pipelines and equipment to monitor these, then again, this will strengthen our lifeline system. As a teaching and research university, we also have strong ties to other universities within the NICE community. Our partners at Rensselaer Polytech, RPI, in Troy, operate a geotechnical centrifuge. This geotechnical centrifuge will be used to extend the kinds of experimental and analytical simulations that we can do in lifelines. We also have a strong outreach program in education. We've partnered with our local Discovery Science Museum, the Science Center here in Ithaca, New York, to develop K-12 outreach programs that will reach thousands of youngsters, as well as their parents and grandparents, and inform them of the importance of lifelines to our way of life. So we're proud to be part of this George E. Brown Jr. Network for Earthquake Engineering and Simulation. We believe that we will continue to perform research, education and outreach, and develop new frontiers in civil infrastructure research. Thanks very much. And now back to you at NSF, Ian.
Excellent demonstration. I might say to those who are watching it, it looks simple to do something like that. But there are all kinds of logistics problems, not the least being what do you do with the sand after the event. And so what you don't see, and part of the cost of the installation at Cornell, was all the soil handling equipment to be able to fill those boxes and, of course, to empty them afterwards. It is a non-trivial exercise working with large-scale geotechnical experiments. I might also say that think of getting rid of that column at Urbana. Just the demolition costs of some of the large-scale structural experiments are significant items. Cornell is one of 3 geotechnical sites, as I have already said. It's the only one with an articulated box for studying buried lifelines. The other 2 geotechnical sites have large geotechnical centrifuges.